Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com. and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
I can't wait to fly. Oh, I'm alive. Thank you.
and welcome to WGGM Radio. I am your host every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. And today we have a very special guest of mine from Florida. She is amazing. She is a licensed private investigator in Florida, and she's also a talented healer by night, which means she really does the work and does it right. She really picks up on feelings, and she's very intuitive, and I'm just so excited to have her with us today. She has also worked with Elsa and Carrie Stokes to get some of her training, and she became reignited in assisting people with various workshops and mediumship things, which is very cool. And her private investigator work is just amazing as well. So she kind of combines working with chakra balancing, forms of energy work, and she's done angel card readings for businesses. And, you know, she's just really excellent. And I've had Marcia on before, so I hope that you will check her out. If you want to get in touch with her, you can email her at marcia.shulman@gmail.com. And if you want to ask us a question, you can call in at 347-237-5339. Again, that's 347-237-5339. All right, so with that being said and me telling you a little bit about our guest, I'm going to actually bring her live to the show. She's been a very dear friend to me, and I'm just absolutely ecstatic to have her. Welcome to the show, Marcia.
Thank you, Amanda. I'm really excited to be on the show with you again today. It's been too
yes,
long
I'm
since
very excited
I've
to
been
have
on.
You. It's been a while. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to getting the calls and being able to assist where I can with your callers.
Absolutely. That's always fun to see people and assist them and see what they need and what their needs are. So I told everybody a little bit about you, but maybe you want to share some other things about you so that they can get to know you a little bit more.
Well, two of my biggest supporters are my two daughters, grown daughters. One is 27, the other is 32. And they've gotten to the point where they will ask me frequently. They'll call me and say, Mom, would you check in with the angels and see what they say about XYZ? So, you know, they use the messages that I get to handle their life and deal with things that crop up, or if they are, you know, worried about the way something is going, you know, they'll ask me to check in and then proceed accordingly. And my youngest daughter, I think I shared this one other time. She, when she was in college, she called me up and, or no, this was maybe a year or two after college. She called me up and she said, Mom, you know, would you give me some advice? Check in and find out what the angels are saying about this guy she was dating. And when I gave her the message, she said, Mom, is that you talking or is that from the angels? And I said, you know what? I really sometimes can't tell I can't distinguish the two, but I tell you what, you test me. You know, give me the names of guys that you're interested in dating or that you've dated, whatever, you can test it. So she did. She just gave me a name and I would tell her what sometimes I got an impression of what they looked like, sometimes, you know, what their intention was in wanting to go out with her. And finally, after I had gone through five guys, she said, okay, Mom, I believe you. So, That was pretty cool. And then this same daughter was in the process of changing jobs, and she had applied to this company, and the whole step of the way from the time she sent her resume out until just recently where she's gotten an offer of employment, she would be worried about it and ask me, Mom, what do you think? You know, are they going to respond? How are they going to respond? And I would check in with the angels and give her the message. And what was so so gratifying was that she finally got a response from them, and it was word for word what I had told her through the, you know, communicated through the my connection with the angels, what they would respond or how they would respond. And so now she's a firm believer that, you know, the messages that I'm getting are from the angels and are in her best interest. So that's pretty cool. And my other daughter has been a supporter pretty much from day one. She calls me frequently to find out how her, you know, how her dog is doing, or does he have any messages for her? And so it's pretty cool. You're my fan club.
That's very cool. Yeah, you've really got something going there with, you know, them calling in to check on the dog and see how things are. I like the story about how, you know, well, mom, which guy is it and which guy's going to respond? That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm eager to start, you know, talking to your callers.
All right. Well, we can go ahead and take some callers now that are in the chat room, unless there's something else you want to share. Like, do you have any events coming up that you might want to tell people about that you're doing?
Not at the moment, I don't. But I'm available okay. for angel card readings or just to check in with the angels. If someone wants to set something up, they can feel free to email me at the email address that you gave. And by the way, Marsha is spelled M-A-R-S-H-A. So
yeah,
I have
Marsha.
No C's in my name.
Perfect. And then it's .shulman@gmail.com. That's so they can find you, you know, in case
right.
they didn't hear it earlier. Because I know we had some more people join us.
Okay. Yes, Marsha, M-A-R-S-H-A, period, or dot, Shulman, S-H-U-L-M-A-N, at gmail.com.
Perfect. Okay. And, yeah, we'll go ahead and take a few callers, and then if you want to share something else or let everybody know anything else, you can do that. We'll go ahead and get started.
Okay,
our first
great.
Caller is area code 813. You're on with Amanda and Marsha. How are you?
Is it me? Can you? Is it me?
It's
can you.
You
hear me? Oh,
yep.
Marsha. Okay. Yes, I have a question. Specifically, I need divine guidance with specifically with work and prosperity. You know, bringing in money. And I just went to an interview today, so I'm hoping, is this the one? And if not, just guidance on what to do next.
So I recognize your voice. It's Lizette, right?
Yes, yeah. It is.
So I think they were very pleased with how the interview went. And you're among about five candidates that are being considered for the position, but you're up there near the top. They think that your qualifications are perfect for it. I'm getting that it is in the field of teaching, and you know, Lizette, you knowing you and knowing what you can do, you've definitely shown that you're an excellent teacher. You work well with children, and what the angels are saying, whatever job that you pursue, it should be working with children in some form or fashion. It doesn't necessarily have to be in the classroom, but whatever it is, you need to keep that connection with children. Where you flourish, that's where you provide so much for them that they benefit. And that is actually your gift to the world, which incidentally is a book that Lizette wrote for children. And I, you know, I definitely am getting that you have a likelihood, a very strong likelihood of getting the position that you applied for today.
Okay. I think my worry has been financially. Like, I do want to be working with children too, but right now I think I've been so stressed out that I just need money to come in. I just need help.
Right. So, well, what they're saying is that you should explore other avenues as well to supplement your income, but that if, you know, through your giving of yourself to your children that you work with, that other compensation will manifest itself, because you're right. You need to be able to survive financially, and you know, so other forms of income will be coming your way. Be open to it, and you know, you may have to do some exploration, but you're also very gifted and in other areas with your I know you communicate with the angels too, and you can explore other avenues of income, but still whatever it is that you do for your primary source of income needs to be working with children, because that's where your soul soars, and that's where you get the you get both you benefit from it, your soul benefits from it, but the children above all benefit from it.
Okay. And why is it that I've gone to interviews and I haven't gotten the jobs then? It's for working with children. Is it that it was just an energy thing and now it's clearing up now? From
yeah,
you,
the reason that that they haven't worked out in the up to now is that you weren't clear on what you wanted to do. You were thinking of wanting to leave the teaching profession, and you weren't certain what it was that you wanted to pursue. And that's why, you know, it resulted in they're not hiring you. But if you're crystal clear what your intention is going in, then it'll happen.
Yeah, it's true. Sometimes you miss it when you don't have it anymore. So
right. And to everyone listening in the audience, it's very important that that when you before you undertake anything, that you be crystal clear on what your intention is. It could be for a job interview. It could be for anything. If you're undertaking a project, you know, because intention precedes any action.
Okay. All right. I'm going to be crystal clear and focus on that.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Love you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Love you too.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, she's going to find her way. You give her some great advice.
Thank you.
Our next caller is area code 678. You're on the line with Amanda and Marsha. How are you? Hello, 678.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, okay.
Hello.
You're on the air. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I wonder what you saw for me for relationships, love relationships coming in.
What I'm getting from the angels is that you just need more self-confidence, that right now part of what is the issue is you're not sure in your own ability to attract women. You don't have the confidence, and people can size up another person pretty readily. And if they lack self-confidence, that's sort of something that comes before them, you know, that precedes them. And a person will, a woman for especially, will pick up on that. So the thing that, I didn't get your name if Amanda said it or if you said it, but.
Yeah, go ahead and state your name.
Anthony.
Thank you.
Anthony, if you would do some personal growth work so that you're really confident in your own being and in your own, not manhood, but who you are as a man and what you have to offer. It may be, you may know that that you would be a fabulous partner for someone, but as the advice I gave to Lizette, be crystal clear in your mind what you have to offer someone else. You know, maybe you're compassionate, you're giving, you have a great capacity to love mentally, as well as, you know, you might want to jot down those things that are your attributes that you have to offer someone else that, you know, maybe someone else doesn't, that's not their strong points. But for you, what are your strong points? What it is that you have to offer someone else? And when you start exhibiting and portraying that confidence, women will just be attracted to you like a magnet. So you just need to do a little bit of homework first on strengthening, you know, who you are and what you project to others. That's what I'm getting for you, Anthony.
Okay.
Yeah, and I get the same thing. If you come at it more confident and more stronger than what you're thinking right now, like, you know, I mean, you have it in you. Sometimes you're just a little held back with it to let the confidence come out. And when you show that more, you're going to get a better result because you're going in with a really positive attitude. And they pick up on that. You know, they see the energy. So she's absolutely right. They pick up on what you're putting out there. So when you do that, it's going to bring them closer to you and draw them in for you, and then you're going to have what you're looking for.
Yeah, okay. And it's not that we're saying to be a braggadocio. No, that's not what it is. But
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think he's got it.
Does that help you?
Yes. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Our next caller is area code 360. You're on the phone with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
Hi.
How can we help you?
Hello.
Well, I'm just wondering about my living situation, when I might be moving, where I might be moving to, if I'm going to be able to find a landlord that will rent to me.
What was the last thing? If you might find a what?
If
a landlord to rent from, is that what you said?
Right.
Okay, sorry.
I have some bad things on my rental history.
Mm-hmm. Your experience or that have been like black marks against you?
Yeah, black marks against me caused by some, I don't even know, some really strange happenings at this last apartment I was in before this one that I'm in now. And like I had all these neighbors kind of like attacking me and stuff, and I had to get out of there. And but they the management company kept putting eviction notices on my door all the time, you know, even though they knew I was moving. And it was just horrible. It was a total nightmare.
Well, mm-hmm. So what I'm getting for you in response to what you've just told me is that wherever you apply to be a renter, mm-hmm. that you need to be totally upfront with them. But make sure that you're talking to someone in a position of some authority. You may have to bypass some of the, you know, office staff that really don't have much say in the matter. But make sure you're speaking to somebody that it's going to make a difference with. You have to be totally honest with them. You have to let them know about what happened in the past. But don't go into story. Just make it, you know, black and white. you know, this is what's happened, and this is, you know, what really was the cause or whatever. But you have to be upfront with them. Otherwise, find out through your references and list anywhere you apply for, you know, for an apartment or a place to live. Mm-hmm. They obviously check references. And also that goes for anything on your record. You know, if you have a criminal record, you need to be upfront with them because most places do a background check.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have to show in some way that you might have to get references from people who know you, who know, you know, somebody, several people that are in positions of, you know, some kind of authority that can vouch for you. Make sure your references are, you know, people that will make a difference, be able to make a difference for you when they vouch for you when the rental place calls to check on you.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, I think once you do, you know, once you are upfront with them and you make sure you're, you know, references can vouch, you know, for the person, the fact that you unfortunately were at the wrong end of the stick, so to speak, that, you know, you should be able to get a place. And, you know, it might not be exactly what you want, but you need to start building a good record as a renter. And then, you know, maybe after a year, you can move to another place that may be more to your liking.
Hmm.
And if you have a good record of payment, I don't know, you haven't said anything about that, but that also
is a problem with that.
Yeah, that's going to be a that's
that'll
also
affect
going to be
you.
Some. Mhm.
I was going to go look at a place today, but I don't know if, you know, that I don't know if it'll be good for my cat over there. I don't know.
Do you have good references? I mean, and like the people that you have asked to be references?
Yeah, I have
for?
A couple, yeah.
Okay. Well, I would okay, so first there's two questions there. Is this, you're asking if this new place you're going to see today, if that's going to be good for your cats, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm getting that they'll be okay there. There's not any negative energy with regard to them, you know, them being able to live happily and at peace there. And then the other question you want to know is, will you be successful in a plot when you apply for a place there, or will you be happy there?
Right.
Is that okay? Yeah, I'm getting that you would be happy there. There may be elements of the apartment, the physical apartment itself, that, you know, aren't specifically what you would say would be ideal, but you could make a good home there, and you could make it your own, and you'd be happy there.
Yeah, she seems like she has this one person ahead of me already.
They've already told you that?
Yeah.
So what I'm getting in, what I'm offering to you is do some meditation before you go to see this place. I don't know if you meditate on a regular basis, but ask the angels as you meditate to give you a positive outlook, and it would be really helpful if you go in expecting the best, because I'm picking up from your energy that you already have in your mind that this is not the the place for you. And
right.
if you go in if you go in with that energy to begin with, the likelihood that it's going to turn out positive for you is pretty much nil. What is it about the place that you don't like?
There's a shared washer and dryer, and I guess it took them a really long time to repair the dryer, and then I wonder about the yard and the privacy factor and how they maintain the place.
Well, you know that if you don't feel comfortable there, it's not going to work out for you. So are you sensitive to energy? Can you feel, when you walk into a room, can you tell right away if you feel comfortable or not?
Yeah, basically, I think so.
So you need to go with your gut. And it sounds to me, if you're already feeling negative about it, that it probably won't be the right place for you. You have a lot to overcome
exactly.
to begin with.
Right.
And if you're going to look at it, but you already know or feel that, you know, there are issues there, then my advice to you would be to not pursue it.
Yeah. I guess what I'm worried about is that, you know, they're so far and few between even a chance that, you know, I'm going to miss out and end up homeless somehow.
So are you in an apartment now?
Yeah.
Or you're not? Oh, you are? And they're threatening to evict you?
No, they're not threatening me. They said I could stay month to month after my lease is up in November, you know, but I don't like it here, and they don't really like me. You know, like, and when I moved in here, it was really filthy. Like, they didn't do any cleaning, and they don't want to do any maintenance out here, and it's rather isolated. It costs me lots of money in gas, and the gas is really killing me, and all the time it takes to get anywhere or do anything, and it's really kind of harsh.
There are a few rentals that
yeah, very few
available.
Right. On my Section 8, I get Section 8 housing vouchers, and they're not much. I can't go over a dollar over $664.
And are you willing to have a roommate?
They won't allow it. They won't even allow it. Yeah.
Oh, under Section 8, they won't allow it.
Right.
Because I've heard that in some situations with that they do. I guess it depends on where you live. But, you know, what I'm picking up from you, too, is that, you know, it's energetically how you're responding to it. You know, I mean, I could be the same way. I could be in a situation and respond to that the same way. If I don't like the energy or I don't feel good, then, you know, I'm not going to manifest a really good place for myself either. So you really have to be careful with that.
Yeah.
You know, it's the energy you're putting out.
Are you over age 55?
I'll be 55 in October 14th.
So are there any 55 and older communities near you that you know, housing communities?
Most of them so far are too expensive.
I would, if I were you, and I didn't get your name either. I'm sorry if you said
Laura.
It. What is it, Laura?
Yeah, Laurie.
Laurie. Okay.
Yeah.
I would seek out some social services.
Yeah, that's what I pick up too, is that she needs to seek that out. That would help.
Yeah, and talk to a social worker that is available through social services in your community. And they're often, plugged into housing that's available for you and such. And it might not be a bad idea to get some counseling through the through the social services, just to put you in a better frame of mind, because I totally get that you don't, you feel you're in a hole right now and you don't feel like there's any way out.
Yeah.
That's coming across really clearly. So my suggestion to you would be to contact the social services agency in your area, see what counseling is available, and also see if you could talk to someone regarding housing.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I have a friend who is messaging me here. She's heard your story here. She says that she could do a clearing on you. So
well, that would be awesome. I need all the help.
That might be something to look for you too. But you know what I'm going to tell you is, I want you to contact social services for sure. That would really help you. And try to shift your vibration a little bit, because, you know, some of the things that are coming through you are just a little negative. I know it's not your fault. You know, we pick up on all kinds of energy. So I'm just going to wish you the best, and we're going to send you prayers and surround you with Archangel Michael. But thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, blessing. Bye-bye. Okay, Marcia, our next person is in the chat here. She wants to actually know if there, her name is Carolyn Stewart. She's in chat. She wants to know if there are any messages from her mother from the other side. She's just curious if you have anything to tell her about that.
Yeah, Carolyn, is that what you said, Amanda?
Carolyn? Yeah, her name is Carolyn Stewart.
Okay. So, Carolyn, what I'm getting is that you're trying to, that you've got a big decision to make, and you're trying to decide whether you should do it or not. And what your mom's saying is you should go ahead with it. That the decision to do it is in your best interest. It's a pretty big decision. She's not giving me any guidance as to what it's regarding, but she said that you're sort of vacillating and deciding, trying to decide whether you should go for it or not, and she's saying go for it. She's right there under your, you know, supporting you, and that it'll be in your best interest to go for it. Can you ask her, Amanda, through chat whether that
I think that makes
resonates.
A lot of sense. Yeah, let's see what else she said here. I know the last thing she said was she left me and my brothers as babies, and she went on to have twins, then she died, and her sister was 2 years old. You know, that seems to resonate with me as well for her. And, you know, Carolyn, I'll add to that she's around you and very supportive of you, and just kind of went very quickly. I don't think it was anything she could really control. You know, what I'm picking up is that she just kind of boom and was on the other side. You know, I think she wasn't even really aware that was going to happen. And sometimes that happens to us. We just bam and we go to the other side. But Marcia, what you said makes a lot of sense, because I'm just really feeling that. She was in a coma after the accident is what Carolyn's saying.
Yeah, I'm getting that she's always around you, and that, she, you know, despite the fact that she didn't have many years with you, that she follows you, you know, and what you're doing, and she's very supportive. And that, you know, if you want to communicate with her, that you should start asking before you go to bed at night, Mom, please, you know, please come to me and speak to me in my sleep, you know, in my dreams, or it may be not even a dream. You could be it's also possible to be in another dimension and speak with her.
Yeah, we can all be in other dimensions and speak to other things that are around us and not even be aware. Like, you know, I think when you're in a coma, you're still kind of floating around doing things, and you can interact with other energy. And she's saying that she was only 3 months old and she's heard her voice. So that's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And for, you know, for Carolyn's own peace of mind, when someone dies a less than peaceful death, once they get to the other side, they're whole and complete. And, you know, I had a situation with, you know, my mom died a slow death of Alzheimer's, which she had 11 years, and it got to the point the last year and a half or 2 years of her life, she, you know, was clearly an invalid. She couldn't speak. She lost the ability to speak and couldn't walk, and the caregivers had to move her from the bed to the chair, and that was her existence. During the day, she was in the chair, and then at night, she was in bed. And I wasn't, unfortunately, I wasn't able to be there when she died. My daughters and I were on a cruise out in the Caribbean, and we came back for the funeral. But that night, my mother came to me and was whole and complete, and I heard her voice, and she looked like she did when in her, you know, younger years when she was healthy, and she told me not to feel guilty. And that was such a gift, because I had been there when my dad passed and sat at his bedside, and we got to, you know, usher him off. But I did feel guilty that I wasn't there for my mother, and no one else knew that. I hadn't communicated it to anyone. And so for my mother to say, don't feel guilty that you weren't here when I went, when I passed, that was such a gift. And It put me at peace. So, you know, and when my dad left, it took me 9 months. You know, I would think about it, and when I would remember, I'd say before I went to bed, Dad, you know, I want to talk to you. Please come to me tonight so I can speak to you. And it took 9 months, and he, you know, finally appeared. And he, too, also appeared at looking much younger than I ever remembered him being. And it's just, you know, really comforting. And even though you were so young when your mom passed, you don't have to worry that she's still suffering, because on the other side and in heaven, she's whole and complete. And you don't have to worry about having any infirmities or any debilitating, you know, diseases on the other side or illness on the other side.
Yeah, and, you know, I noticed that with my grandmother, too. I know that she went very fast. I was only 7, and I was pretty mad that somebody took her away from me because, you know, to me at that age, she was my buddy and everybody was supposed to fix her, you know, put her back together again, make her, you know, and then when she didn't come back, I was mad. And then she came to me and said, I'm still here. I didn't go anywhere. You know, I'm just fine. So she right away told me, I'm just fine. That's pretty good for me to question, well, why are you asleep up there and then you're over here? Because I was at her funeral. And she said, well, that's not me anymore. Yeah, that's not my body anymore. That's not me. I'm not in any pain. And I thought, wow, what a concept. I never knew that could happen.
Yeah, that's great.
But, you know, at 7, you don't know any better. So Carolyn is saying she has no doubt about that, what you just shared with her.
Good. Did it resonate that you have a big decision you have to make and you didn't know whether to go forward with it, Carolyn?
I'll wait for her response and see. I'm sure, you know, it doesn't really then, but I think that she was so young at that point that, mm-hmm. you know, it doesn't hit home yet. But, you know, on the edge where I'm seeing it, and I'm the person who's observing, I can see how it would be a big decision. But it wouldn't make any sense back then, and you might have to take a little bit to think about it. You know, I kind of see where the decisions are coming from, and it may just not really be, you know, hitting her at the moment, but I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about when she was little, when her mom passed. I'm talking about right now, in her life.
Mm-hmm.
She has
okay.
a big decision, and that
yeah.
She doesn't know quite what to do, and her mom
yeah,
is
she, in. She does, and she says, we'll see what develops. So, yeah, it does make sense.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, very cool. Thank you, Carolyn. That's awesome. Okay, our next caller is area code 562.
Hi, this is Rondrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi, how can we help you?
Hi, can I have a general reading, or do I need a question?
I tell you what, I'll give you a general reading.
Okay.
And to help me with that, I have my some of my angel cards here, and this reading is for Andrea. Let me just see what card pops out at me. Okay. All right, so passion, and it's these are Archangel cards, and it's Archangel Haniel. Trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and career. Does that make any sense to you right now?
Maybe for love life, not career, because I'm on SSI.
Okay. Are you looking for a job?
No.
Okay. So I'm getting that you are in a relationship and that you are not there's some things about the relationship that you're not particularly happy about, and you've considered leaving the relationship. Is that accurate?
No, I'm not in a relationship at all right now.
But you want to be in one. Is that it?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So, okay. What I'm just hearing is that in order for you to be successful in a relationship right now, you need to put yourself out there more. And one of the ways to do that is to follow your passion for any activity. So if you were to get involved in something that you really enjoy doing, that your passion will come through and you'll be more appealing to another, you know, to a relationship, someone that when you're just doing whatever it is that you normally do and it's not something you're really excited about or passionate about, that the true you, the you that is attractive and exciting to someone else doesn't come through. And it's only when you're doing some activity or participating in something that you are excited about and that you feel passionately about, that you glow and the shine is obvious in your eyes, and that's when you become very attractive to someone else. And so what is one of your passions in life? Do you have anything that you're passionate about?
Nothing I can think of at this time, no.
Well, what do you like doing? If you had time to do something that you really enjoyed, what do you like doing?
Reading magazines.
Okay, reading magazines. And what about that do you enjoy? What about reading? Is it transports you into someone else's life and you can relate you know, live through their life, or what is it, something else that you enjoy about reading magazines?
I guess similar to what you just said.
Okay.
It's like another world.
Mm-hmm. So maybe getting involved in just, do you ever go to your local library?
Sometimes.
They often offer, I'm not sure where you live, what part of the country, but most of the time public libraries often offer sometimes lectures, and they don't cost a lot of money. If usually they're free and open to the public if the library is sponsoring them. If someone, some other group is sponsoring them, they may charge a fee to get in. But you might stop by your library, public library, see if they've got any activities coming up. And my suggestion to you would be to actually, reading is okay, but unless you do it, or unless you do something connected to that where you're out, where it puts you out in the, you know, outside of your home, you're not likely to meet anyone. And but you ought to participate in something that you enjoy doing. So maybe even, you know, going to the library and volunteering your time, you know, will enable you to be out in the public and meeting people who would be, you know, who share the same interests. And it may not be a guy that you may meet. It may be a woman, but they may know someone to introduce you to. But my suggestion would be to actually capitalize on your love of you know, interest in other people's lives and something, you know, maybe movie stars, maybe something connected with people that are leading exciting lives. But it's going to take some effort on your part, because you're going to have to go outside of yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, and I feel like you need to be writing and maybe reading. Like, maybe you have something you need to write about. So it's not just about reading, but maybe you have something you have to say. So I would look into that. That's something that's coming up pretty strong for you.
Have you ever tried writing?
No.
I think I would try to sit down and see what you can... I would sit down and see what you can get out of just, you know, sitting down with a pen and paper and seeing what happens, because something is coming through pretty clear to me that you need to be writing.
And I'm getting it strongly. When she said that, I'm getting the same thing that you have. And it's not based on anything you've experienced. You've got creativity, and you can create a story or, you know, write something that's, you know, based, elements of which are based in things you've read, but you've got a really, really strong creative streak.
Okay.
So writing,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Blessings. That was a really good reading. I like the card you actually drew for her in that. I think that was awesome.
Thanks.
So when you're drawn to a card, do you lay the cards out, or how do you work? Do you shuffle them and then pick one? Does one fall out? I know plenty of people are curious about that.
Yeah, I often when I do angel readings, I usually use you know, angel card readings. I usually use a specific spread that I find works for me for my readings. But if I just want to draw a card for someone, you know, like in this situation, I just spread mm-hmm. them. I had already shuffled them, and I spread them out face down in like a half circle. And I, as I was doing that, I said that this reading was for, now I can't remember her name, for the caller. And then I held my hand over each of the, you know, over the spread, the curve. And, you know, what one card felt, you know, I perceived the energy to be very strong, and that's how I picked the card. I also often use my pendulum, and which I have here. I just didn't pick it up to see which card would be good for this call or that particular caller.
Right, and the pendulum will just direct you to a card because you get the pendulum there to draw you to where you need to go, and there it is. That's pretty neat, too.
Right.
I have a pendulum as well.
Yep, and I've been using a pendulum since I was probably in my late 20s. And for those people in the audience who have never worked with a pendulum, it takes, you know, you choose a pendulum based on the energy that you feel when you pick it up. Usually they're made out of some gemstone, but it doesn't have to be. The pendulum that I started out with was a small wooden acorn-like pendulum. And then as I...
I've heard people use like a button and a thread. Like a button and thread would work, or you know, a necklace. It's pretty neat.
Yes, I'm using today is a necklace. It's a little heart on a chain, and this, because I wear this necklace all the time, it's imbued with my energy, and it works really well as a pendulum. So
very
if you're
cool.
interested in picking cards for yourself, or even determining whether you should, you know, if you have a choice, like if I'm at a drugstore, at Whole Foods, whatever, and I'm trying to pick a particular supplement, I'll use my pendulum, especially if I can't decide which one I should choose or which one is better for me in this particular situation, I'll use my pendulum. So they have really great uses.
Very nice. Well, that's the end of our show, and we've taken all of our callers. So I want to thank you for calling in today, and we'll have to do it again soon.
Oh, thank you, Amanda. I really enjoyed it. And boy, this hour went by fast. That's all I can say.
It went by quick. It went by really quick. Well, we will see you next week, same time, Monday, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Check out Marsha at marsha.shulman, S-H-U-L-M-A-N, @gmail.com. Thank you, Marsha.
You're welcome. Thanks so much, Amanda.
Have a great day, everybody. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now you